Jack.
Yeah.
You know, Phil Arks has been having some different problems with the State Department. Evidently, hasn't worked out terrifically well. He's in a key position, and that you should have somebody in that job. But I think that they relate. Rusk has been running right up there, and George Wall, he hasn't gotten along particularly well, so I don't think he's had a great deal of support there. And there's a conflict, perhaps as much as we hope that he would. So, somebody directly give him an assignment and get the job done, follow him, and do it. Doesn't do that at all. George falls off where he is. So anybody who the State Department makes a decision one person makes, or goes to somebody else, get it reversed, and that undermines people, and maybe they give it higher up, he doesn't have confidence than anybody else. So I think it's the system and the fact that Russ distrusted the field, it'd be interesting to see. But in any case, it hasn't worked particularly. Lee Levenger,
yeah,
the antitrust division,
yeah,
and we talked about putting him over in the FCC as a member. And then maybe bringing Bill Orrick back and making him head of the antitrust division.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Fine. There's a vacancy, is there?
In the FCC.
You mean when our friend Newt leaves?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. I don't know exactly. Do you know when Newt Minow's going to leave? In other words, you're ready to go anytime. I'll have Kenny find out when Newt's going to leave.
All right.
Okay.
Now, wait, hello.
Then we'll go ahead with Henry as the chairman.
Yeah.
Right.
And one other thing. I've had some conversations the last couple of weeks with a fellow by the name of Mundelang, who's from Mozambique.
Yeah.
And he's the fellow that's leading the efforts to make Mozambique independent. He's a terrifically impressive fellow. And
that's Portuguese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of his people have gotten, he's the head of it, but some of his people have gotten some aid and assistance from Czechoslovakia and Poland. He needs help from the United States for two reasons. Number one, so that he can indicate to them that that there are people in the West, at least, that are sympathetic to his efforts. And number two, just to keep him going. The figure that he's mentioned that he'll need for a year is quite reasonable. First, he needs $50,000 for his own operation, and then he needs $50,000 for to help with the refugee. I think that it's a possibility that they can get the second $50,000 from the Ford Foundation. At least they're working on that. Carl Kazin is. But he'd need at least $50,000 from us. Now, Dean Rusk has felt that that he wants to be able to sit down with the Portuguese and say none of these people are getting any money. If he turned this over to somebody like Abel Harriman or John McCone just to use their own judgment, then he wouldn't have to get involved in it or know anything about it. I think it would be damn helpful. Now, we've had discussions on these things for the last week, and Carl Kazin can fill you in on it. But this fellow's going back Wednesday, Mundelang, and he's going to meet with the heads of all these African nations at this meeting, I guess, next week.
We wouldn't want him to be saying he got anything from
it. No, but you wouldn't have that, you see. You'd have it through some private foundation.
Yeah.
They could have cutouts on
it,
and then John McCone can handle it, so it wouldn't come from the agency.
Well, now, what does it depend on? You think we ought to give it?
Yes.
Okay, well, then what do we do to give it?
Well, if you talk to Carl Kazin about how it should be handled, because it should be handled so that Dean Rusk is happy and Abel Harriman feels very strongly it should be given.
Okay.
But I think if it could be handled so that maybe you could explain to Dean Rusk, he doesn't have to know about it directly.
Should we tell Dean Rusk?
Well, Carl Kazin's got all the facts on it, and he'll have a suggestion as to how it should be handled.
Now, do you know what time those troops got there, according to my information?
Isn't that terrible?
11:19?
Yeah, and not all of them.
Not all of them?
Well, he told me Nick said that five planes were still in the air at 11:30.
Well, when I called them at 1, they said the first units got there 11:19. But I got notes here, which says it was going to get there at 7:30.
Yeah, that's terrible. And the fellow, and then saying that they were in the air at the time I talked to them. I don't know how you could screw it up like that.
Well, I thought I'd write a memorandum to McNamara about it and ask what time and everything and then say, did they get in when they said they were going to, et cetera.
Because if they have it happen this time,
yeah,
that was last time.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to write a memo on it. Okay.